At the Oakenwald streetcar station in Oak Cliff, there's a mariachi band. And there are breakfast tacos. They're both part of an annual tradition set up by Bike Friendly Oak Cliff to support bike commuters on Bike to Work Day. At 7 a.m., only a few cyclists have rolled up, but Bike Friendly president Dylan Holt is confident more will show.
It seems like year after year, more and more new faces choosing to take their bikes as a form of transportation instead of just for recreation. So they understand that cycling is really an important part of the solution to a lot of the transportation problems that we have here with SARS parking.
Todd Brashear showed up with his friend and co-worker Kevin Kreckler. Brashear is no stranger to bike commuting, but Kreckler is a newbie. They're both competitive racers in their spare time, though. They live in Oak Cliff. Their destination? An ad agency near the High 5 interchange in North Dallas, where Interstate 635 and North Central Expressway cross.
It's 22 miles each way, so complete Route 44.
The commute might sound a bit crazy. Brashear says he makes a trip about 2 to 3 times a week, and it's worth it.
So I started doing the math when I realized I wasn't riding enough, and I was like, well, it takes me almost an hour to drive there anyway. I can ride there in an hour and 10 minutes, so why not spend it on a bike?
His friend Kreckler has always wanted to ride to work, but found the idea a bit cumbersome.
I ride bikes to relax and kind of get away from all the worries that we have. And so just to get on my bike to get to work and make sure it's on time and have to go all these different directions just doesn't seem as pleasant or just totally in sync with how I like to ride my bike.
For him, this morning was the perfect day to finally take the plunge. It's a crisp 60 degrees with a clear sky.
So in my jersey, I have a Cliff Bar for some energy. I have a tire flat repair kit. I have my cell phone. Just the essentials. I brought everything that I would need for the day to the office prior to this.
So after a breakfast taco, Kreckler and Brashear speed off down Zhang Boulevard across the Jefferson Boulevard Viaduct. Brashear maps out their route to the High 5.
We'll take a street into Dallas, into downtown Dallas, and then get into Deep Elm. And beyond that, we take mostly trails. So we go up the Santa Fe Trail, which has no vehicles, White Rock Trail, things like that, up into North Dallas.
North Texas isn't well known nationally for its cycling scene. The League of American Bicyclists ranks Dallas number 58 on a list of the 70 largest bike commuting cities. Fort Worth is 64th and Plano is 69th. The League has noticed North Texans wanting to ride more, though. They say there's been a more than 200% increase in cycling in Dallas in recent years. And Dallas-Fort Worth has been embracing the shift, with more bike lanes and plans to connect North Texas trails into a 1,700-mile velo web. 1.5 hours and 22 miles later, Todd Brashear and Kevin Kreckler are at the office, clean and fully changed out of their cycling gear.
It's like we didn't even ride a mile.
It was awesome.
Now, Kreckler wants to ride to work more often.
One of my favorite things was when we were riding through downtown in Deep Elm, and you kind of had this feeling of watching the city wake up. Despite what we may think, Dallas might be more bike-friendly than we give it credit for.
There was talk of a possible squirrel fatality, but it was a good trip overall. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.